Believe it or not, I was once a young person not so interested in hearing an orchestra perform. Some of you youngsters out there might be thinking to yourselves, orchestra schmorchestra. I need to hear an orchestra like I need to hear a lecture on proper lunchroom manners. Well, you might still think that after today. But on the other hand, you might not. Symphonic music before, by 17th and 18th century composers like Mozart and Beethoven. But we live in the 21st century, the third millennium, and music sounds different today. Composers, like painters and sculptors, don't just imitate the past, they strive to add something new to the art form. A symphony orchestra with perhaps 75 to 100 or more musicians offers a composer endless sonic possibilities. An orchestra can sound romantic. An orchestra can sound angry. An orchestra can sound suspenseful. An orchestra can sound heroic. An orchestra can sound jagged. An orchestra can sound smooth. An orchestra can sound celebratory. An orchestra can sound active, still, bright. Four groups of instruments make up the orchestra: woodwinds, brass, percussion, and strings. The musicians in each group practice countless hours perfecting the specific techniques their instruments require, from rolling and blowing buzzing. And bowing. Score, we find the woodwinds, fleet-footed section of the orchestra, capable of great agility, to play their instruments. There are four types of woodwinds, each with a unique sound. Bassoons, clarinets, flutes, when combined, the distinct sounds of the woodwinds can blend in effective ways, producing everything from warm chorales to powerful exclamations. Next, the brass, to some simply glorified garden hoses. To others, shining symbols of triumph. There are four sorts of brass instruments: horns, trumpets, trumpets. In early orchestral compositions, brass instruments were grouped with the percussion. Mainly timpani. It usually served a supporting role because before the development of vowels, they could only play a few different tones. We get the point? In 1814, two Germans, probably bored brass players, thought of equipping brass instruments with vowels, which when depressed varied the length of the hose, or tubing, making trills, scales, and other outrageous displays possible. Instruments are played by striking two or more objects together, such as a mallet and a drum, two cymbals, or even a stick, a mallet, a drum, and a cymbal. In older orchestral music, percussion is used for occasional color or dramatic effect. But in the last century, the 20th century, that is, composers started giving the percussion section more prominence, calling for a greater number of instruments and a wider range of skills than before. But they can also create quiet, delicate sounds. There are four types of percussion instruments: metals, woods, skins, and what we might call other. Percussionists often play so many different instruments at once that they actually have to choreograph their movements between instruments. Score, we find the strings, the heart of the orchestra. Care to guess how many kinds of string instruments we have in the orchestra? That's right, four. Basses, cellos,
mm-hmm.
violas. Violins. The strings in each section usually play the same music, though at times sections get divided into two, three, or even 16.
What?
Though he doesn't usually make any sound, the conductor is an important part of the orchestra. As leader of the orchestra, the conductor controls tempo. I said the conductor controls tempo. As well as dynamics and balance. In some contemporary music, the conductor might even improvise, choosing when each group will play, for example. Finale. If you listen closely, you will hear the return of earlier passages. You will hear the different groups of the orchestra both competing and cooperating. And perhaps you will leave here today with